It's to the book of Acts of the Apostles, chapter 1, and we're going to read from verse 1 to verse 8. Praise the Lord. We are continuing our series. We are continuing our series on how to really have a kingdom mentality, understanding a kingdom mentality. Understanding a kingdom mentality. If you are there in Acts chapter 1, rise on your feet. Praise God. Hallelujah. Acts chapter 1, we will read from the very first verse to the 8th verse. And let's read together, one to go. The former treatise have I made, O Theophilus, of all that Jesus began both to do and teach, until the day in which he was taken up, after that he through the Holy Ghost had been given commandments unto the apostles whom he had chosen, to whom also he showed himself alive after his passion by many infallible proofs, being seen of them 40 days and speaking of the things pertaining to the kingdom of God. And being assembled together with them, commanded them that they should not depart from Jerusalem, but wait for the promise of the Father, which said he, ye have heard of me. For John truly baptized with water, but ye shall be baptized with the Holy Ghost not many days hence. When they therefore were come together, they asked of him, saying, Lord, wilt thou at this time restore again the kingdom of Israel? And he said unto them, it is not for you to know the times and the seasons which the Father hath put in his own power, but ye shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost is come upon you, and ye shall be witnesses unto me both in Jerusalem, in all Judea, in Samaria, and unto uttermost part of the earth. In other words, wherever he has positioned you, you will be a witness. Hallelujah. You will be a witness. I titled today's message, Embracing Your Divine Status. Embracing your divine status. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Holy Spirit. I surrender myself under your divine intelligence, that you will use me to declare the word of God today with power, with authority and simplicity, that everyone under the sound of my voice would hear your voice. Let every heart and mind be opened to receive light, to receive understanding, and let every ignorance in our hearts and mind disappear today by the reason of this light, in the name of the Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord, for the transformation that shall be the result in our lives and in our environments. In Jesus' mighty name, amen. You may be seated. Praise the Lord. Embracing your divine status. Reading the Bible and the account that has been given by the disciples of Jesus Christ, right from the book of Matthew to the book of John, there are many things that we would read concerning the ministry of Jesus Christ during that time. Many of his teachings were not easily assimilated or accepted by the rulers of that day. The Pharisees, they were mostly and most times infuriated about his teachings. They found it strange, because it's most times contrary to what they knew, because they have been baked in religion. But Jesus came to introduce the kingdom of God and relationship to the king of that kingdom, to the people. Now, the ordinary people received him. They believed in his word. But the religious minded people and also the intellectually minded people found it difficult to accept his doctrines, his teachings. It was strange to them. It was contrary to what they have known all their lives. And many of them were really outraged by the teachings of Jesus Christ. And more so because some people were believing them, praise them, believing him. So they felt also that they may be losing their own disciples. Because many people now started following Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Because Jesus came to introduce to them something that was different from what they have been, what they have embraced, and what they have baked, they have been baked with as at that time, which is religion. They were introduced to religion. Religion is all about form and formula. Let somebody say form and formula. They know about all the things that they need to do. They were engaging and they have amassed themselves in doing the work, but not really having a relationship with the Lord of the work. So they did a lot of work. They would obey all the feasts that they have been told to obey. The sacrifices that they needed to make, they would do that. They would obey the feast of the unleavened bread, the feast of the fast Passover. They do all those things. But when Jesus came, he came to preach that there is a kingdom. Hallelujah. And he was telling them to repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. And they were really confused about what is going on here. Jesus was with his disciples for about 3 years of his ministry. And it is astounding that after he died, from our text today, and he resurrected, the Bible said he showed himself in many ways to other people to see. But there was a question that the people asked. They asked him, they said, when is God going to restore the kingdom of Israel? Now, it's important for us to know what was going on as at that time, for us to know that the people were still under the bondage and the authority of the Roman Empire. Amen. They paid their taxes to Rome. And Rome sends governors to govern them in their own land. So they were not really experiencing any sort of freedom, because they were still being ruled and controlled and directed by people who are not their own. Praise the Lord. Praise it. It's important that you have this background. But they have been looking for a freedom, a kind of liberty, so that they can have their own land to themselves, rule themselves, govern themselves by themselves. Praise the Lord. So they wanted to be free. They were yearning to be free from the oppression of the Roman Empire. And when Jesus came, that was what they thought he came to do. That Jesus came to set them free from the oppression of these Roman people, so that we can live freely and do the things that God has called us to do freely, without any restrictions from the Romans. Hello, somebody. So they asked Jesus, now, when is God going to restore the kingdom of Israel? I'm sure that question must have made Jesus feel, oh my goodness. I know that I said that it is finished. Dude, these people, they still don't get it. Hallelujah. So what was Jesus' reaction to what they said? He told them. Let's look at it. He said, it is not for you to know the times and the seasons which the Father hath put in his own power, but ye shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost is come upon you, and ye shall be witnesses unto me. So he was telling them,
If you look at what the Bible said concerning Jesus, he said there were things that Jesus came that he was doing and he was teaching while he was here. In verse 3, he said, speaking of the things pertaining to the kingdom of God. Those were the things he was teaching. He was doing the things pertaining to the kingdom of God. Yet the people are asking for restoration of the kingdom of Israel. Hello? Why? Because they are still operating under a mindset of slavery. Praise the Lord. They still have not understood that in the kingdom of God, they are kings and priests unto their God. Praise the Lord. They still have not embraced the royalty mentality. Praise the Lord. They are more concerned about intellectual mindset. So the question actually came from an intellectual mindset, not a spiritual mindset. Praise the Lord. Beloved, if we are really going to manifest and become a true, genuine witness for Christ, you will have to allow your humanity to give way to divinity in your life. Praise the Lord. There is no way that you can successfully win a battle, a spiritual battle, with natural weapons. Praise the Lord. And you see, the intellectual mind will always find it difficult to receive the message of the kingdom of God. To actually be effective in the kingdom, your intellectual mind is not even needed. You see, that is the reason why you find people, no matter how cerebral they are, no matter how intelligent that they are, no matter the accomplishments that you have accomplished in the world, praise the Lord, you can still be a spiritual illiterate. Praise the Lord. You may know all the wisdom, all the reasoning, skimmings and interpolations that get you by in the secular world. Praise the Lord. But when it comes to the things of the kingdom, you can still spiritually be an illiterate. In fact, we all came into this kingdom as illiterates. Whether you say amen or you don't say amen. The world may shower accolades on you as to how bright you are. They can't do without you. Amen. You may seem to have all the answers. But you can still be spiritually an illiterate. Because what got you over the line intellectually will not get you over the line spiritually. Hallelujah. Amen. And I'm hammering on this point because the Bible tells me, according to Romans 10 and verse 17, that faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Praise the Lord. That's why you can be in the world and everybody is saying yes sir to you. Before you ask for one person, what, 1,000 falls on you. Then you come, you think that they will come the same way. Here, you are joking.
It doesn't work like that. Praise the Lord.
Until you educate yourself with the right weapons in the spirit, you will not get result in the spirit.
Praise the Lord. Praise the living Jesus.
Embracing your divine status. That's why it's important for you and I to understand that we are not who we used to be. This is Christianity 101. You have changed address. You know, when I gave my life, I finally surrendered my life to Jesus Christ. I surrendered my life to Jesus Christ in my own bedroom. Praise the Lord. In my own bedroom, I knelt down beside my bed and I asked Jesus to save me because I cannot save myself. Amen. Amen. I have learned since then, and I have seen how not so smart I was. Jesus was trying to explain this to his disciples when he said, except you actually have a mentality of a child, there is no way you can actually effectively follow me. Except you have a faith like that of a child who does not know anything. Praise the Lord. A child does not reason things out. That's why you have your baby, he comes to the kitchen, there is naked fire, you quickly grab their hand out of the place, because the child has not the understanding that fire actually burns. Praise the Lord. So when you come into the kingdom, you will have to learn new ropes to climb the wall. Praise the Lord. And the lack of understanding is what makes people to go and step outside the kingdom to where they came from to seek redress. And then they compromise. They now think being in Christ is so difficult. It's hard. Things that I used to do, results I used to get so easily, I have now come to discover in this place that 2 + 2 isn't always 4. Why? Because the arithmetic of God is different in the kingdom from that of the world. Amen. This could be really very challenging for a lot of us. And that's why many are in the, you are in the church. You've been in the church for so many years. You are, when our brother was saying today, Father was praying after the testimonies, that Father, everyone, oh God Almighty, who is sitting down yearning for a testimony, Father, Lord, give them a testimony. The angels don't go around distributing testimony. There must be a test and you have to pass it. It's not a benefit. Oh my goodness. Hallelujah. Did you hear what he said? He said, test, money. If you don't pass the test, the money will not be added to it. Praise the Lord. So when you don't have a testimony, ask yourself whether you are still spiritually an illiterate. Because here, whatever grace has made available, faith has to receive it. Whatever grace made available, The Bible says we are saved by grace. Hello? Glory be to Jesus. Not by our own works, lest any man should boast. He said grace is a gift from God. Please, I want you to listen. Grace is what? It's a gift from God. So whatever grace makes available for you, your faith has to receive it. You cannot receive what grace has made available except by faith, not by works. Hallelujah. Not by works. So if you're in the kingdom of God and you still do not understand what grace is all about and how to walk by faith, you will remain an illiterate. An illiterate is somebody that has absolutely no knowledge of his inheritance, and he will never know where he's going and how to get there. An illiterate in the kingdom does not know, has no knowledge of his rights and privileges. He can easily be taken advantage of. The devil will make a mincemeat of you. In Galatians chapter 4 and verse 1, the Bible said it. He said, as long as an heir. You know, I told us, I said, we belong to a royal family. We are heirs of God's kingdom. Joint heir with Jesus Christ of all the Father has and of all the Father is. Praise the Lord. We have the DNA of God himself. God Almighty. Amen. He said, look, as long as such an heir, a royalty, remains an illiterate, he said he will be in captivity. He remains in captivity. He remains a slave. You have it there. Please read it.
I say that so long as the heir is a child, he is no different from a bond servant.
Did you hear? A bond servant means a slave. A slave with a slave mindset. And this is how it manifests itself. Somebody looks at, you know, a project or a blessing. Maybe you are still at a position where you are an agent. Hello? Or a teacher in a school. Or a tailor in a company. Or you're just an employee in another man's business. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
When somebody says, somebody wants to sell this business, the whole business, even though you are in the business, as a retailer, when they come to you and introduce that, this is it, you can be a massive distributor, you can own the company one day, you say, it's not my type of people. That's a slave mentality. Praise the Lord. That is a royalty in captivity. He's royal, but he's been held in his mind. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
When you get a medical report from the doctor telling you, this situation is a critical one. In fact, how are we going to do it? Hello?
Hi.
When they come with that bad report, and you say, well, you know what? They are intellectually astute. From his own intelligence, he has told you. From the medicine that he read in the university and he studied and got a degree, MBBS, PhD, this one, specialist in neurology, in this one, logy. Hello? Because when you, when you are in the kingdom of God, logic is irrelevant. But you see, an illiterate in the kingdom cannot understand that. The illiterate will agree with the doctor what he says. Victim mentality. Praise the Lord. And he said, the intellectual understanding is the one that I will embrace. They will never embrace their divine status. But your divine status is royal. Hallelujah. You are in the kingdom of God where nothing is missing, nothing is lacking, and nothing is broken. All things are yours, the Bible says. Jesus says, it is finished. I've done everything. You just walk into it. And he told us how to walk into that grace. He said, it's by faith. And what is faith? Faith is the substance of things that you hope for. Praise the Lord. And the evidence of things that you cannot see with your physical eyes. Praise the Lord. Faith is a practical demonstration of your confidence in God's word. Hallelujah. So that when they say, this is it, you say, that can never be it. Because in the kingdom where I am, there's nothing like that there. Praise the Lord. Praise the living Jesus. That's why I was saying it that day. I said, if you are in the kingdom of God, you don't die. You just change address. Praise the Lord. Praise the living Jesus. I have a mission from God to cancel out your name from the school of illiteracy in the spirit. Hallelujah. You need to pray for me so that I get the job done. Amen. Hallelujah. There are too many illiterates in the kingdom. We don't know our right from left. We are being taken advantage of everywhere that we go. We are not embracing our royal status. We are not embracing our spiritual status. I don't know about you. You may be looking at me right now and say, look at her nose, look at her ears. That's not me. You have not even seen me before. I know her now. Is it not Pastor Miss? You don't know me. If you're an illiterate, you don't know me. Hallelujah. But if you have been educated in the school of the Holy Ghost, then you will know me. Because you and I will be riding in the same vehicle. Praise the Lord. Is somebody hearing God today? Tell your neighbor, God is speaking. I say, God is speaking. That's why it's important. The things that we do in the house of God. Many of us in the house of God, we just do things shabbily. Sometimes I look at it and I say, well, Lord, deliver us from illiteracy. It is because we really truly don't understand who we are. We don't understand whose we are. Amen. Some of you are given responsibilities in the church. You just do it lackadaisically. Anyhow, lazily, slothfully, sometimes no feedback. I mean, I just wonder. You see, because in your own secular employment, they don't see you like that. In fact, when they appraise you, on your appraiser paper, they will say, the most dedicated worker in this company. Very dedicated to the work. Amen. But I have discovered that your ability to do things and get that kind of result there, you cannot transport it into the kingdom to do the things of the kingdom. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. And that is why you can be excellent there and be a failure there. because the same weapons will not deliver the same results. It won't. So your intellectual mind can get you right up there at the top, top echelon. But here, you will have to drop all those ones. Glory be to Jesus. So when the people were agitating for a restoration of the kingdom of Israel, Jesus was telling them, you better have your focus on the kingdom of God. In the kingdom of God, you need power to get results. So what your intellectual mind can get for you there, you need divine power here to get you. Praise the Lord. That's what all of us need to understand. So when you come to the kingdom, you need to surrender totally and submit and come to the Holy Ghost and tell him, I can of my own self do nothing. Hello, somebody. If you don't help me, I can't get this done. Many of us have been using wrong weapons to get by. And that's why there's a lot of struggle for us. Until we change our mind and begin to see truly that in this kingdom where I am, there is a way the kingdom works that is different from the way the world works. It's different. So Jesus told them, don't even attempt it. Verse 8. Don't attempt it. Wait here. For ye shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost is come upon you. He said, then can you manifest your royalty. Praise the Lord. That's when you can really be my witness. And to really be a witness to him is to act like him, is to talk like him. Praise the Lord. Is to think the way Jesus would think. How would Jesus think? Remember in John, last week we talked about it, John chapter 4 and verse 35. When Jesus was telling them, he said, in fact, he was talking to that woman at the well, the woman of Samaria. And the disciples were saying, he said, we went to buy food. He said, which food? You don't know what my food is. My meat is to do the will of he that sent me and to finish his work. He said, that's my meat. Praise the Lord. Peter said, did anybody come here to give him food before we came here? Can you see his thinking? He's different from the way Jesus was thinking. Praise the Lord. Jesus told them, he said, look up. He said, what? The harvest is what? He said, see the ripe field. It is ripe right now. This thing is ripe. He wouldn't have told them to look up. It means that they are not seeing what he is seeing. Praise the Lord. They are looking at things from their own natural understanding. But Jesus Christ is looking at it from a spiritual understanding. Many of us quote the scripture when Jesus said, the things that I do, you will do. And greater than this, you will do. Hello, somebody. Was he joking? How come we have not even done what he's done? Not to talk of doing greater than what he has done. Illiteracy. Because you have to reason, think the way he thinks to be able to do what he does. You have to think like him. Hallelujah. How would Jesus, you see, many a times when trouble shows up, I ask, I say, Jesus, what would you do in this situation? What really would you do? I just take a moment in my heart to just, what would you do? I want to know exactly what he would do. Jesus, that person abused me. Should I give them a combination of slaps? Or should I just let them go and say, Father, forgive them for they know not what they are doing? Hallelujah. So when you are acting, when the Bible says one thing and you are acting contrary to it, you are still an illiterate.
Today, power is coming upon you. I said, power is coming upon you. Luke 11:52, open to it. Who has the amplified version? Do you have amplified version? Are you there? Please read. Jesus was talking to the Pharisees. He said, woe unto you, you scholars, teachers of the law. He said, you won't enter. He said, you will not enter into the kingdom mentality to receive the kingdom benefits. And you are blocking the way for other people from entering with your religiosity and your intellectualism. There is so much intellectualism going on in the church of God these days. It's sad. More and more we are seeing less of the power. I'm telling you, a lot of people who go to churches, services, who say that they belong to this church, I'm part of CCI, I'm part of AAA, I'm part of DDD, or whatever you are part of today. Many people have not really come close to experiencing the power of God in their lives. Church services are like lecture rooms. People just sing and listen to good music. Hello? There's nothing wrong with good music. My own brother went somewhere for somebody's baby dedication at a service. He came out at the reception. He was asking me. He said, where did we just come out of? He said, I thought I was in a cinema. He said, the lights were just bah, bah, shun, shun, cha, 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 cha. You think you're in a disco hall? Hallelujah. I don't know why 5,000 people gave their lives to Christ when Peter was preaching. There was no lights. I don't know why multitude followed Jesus into the wilderness, hungry. Had no food for 3 days. There was no lights. Praise the Lord. Because some people have blocked the way. They won't enter into power and they will not allow other people to enter into it. So we substitute all those gimmicks for power. And the Bible said in 2 Timothy chapter 2, he said it to them, Paul said it. He said they have a form of godliness, but they deny the power. Praise the Lord. You will be amazed. In Ibadan, I went to a prayer group in somebody's house. It was a prayer meeting. It was as if literally dew was falling. Yeah. They brought heaven down into that place. Hallelujah. Amen. I looked at it. I said, what are we doing? Hello? They didn't care. People come to church these days and say, What is this place? Want to any banner? Want I want to decorate. Praise the Lord. You see, the Bible says, those who thirst after righteousness, people are not thirsting after righteousness anymore. Nobody is thirsty. If you really want Jesus, you will be like the Syrophoenician woman that came to Jesus, and Jesus said, what I have is not for people like you, you are a dog. And the woman said, it doesn't matter. Even dogs will get crumbs that fall from the table. We don't have such people. There's no air conditioning. This is not a church where there is power. Hello? The best experiences that I've had in the kingdom of God is between me and the Holy Ghost. They were the best experiences that I've had. Hallelujah. You know the times when you are in serious trouble and you are rolling on the floor in your room. The snot in your left nostril is joining the one on the right nostrils. Your eyes are red and you are crying to God, God, if you don't help me, I'm ruined. Yes, you will meet God there. Glory be to Jesus. Because what most people are receiving is religion. They are not receiving relationship with Jesus Christ. And many are just doing follow. When we were coming to church today, one of our brothers was telling me in the car. He said somebody sent a post. And the post was saying, the way the rains are falling right now, I beg, when you see two animals, cow, male and female, just follow them. It could be another Noah experience. So that you don't miss the ark. Hello, somebody. So that you will not be carried with the flood. A lot of people are just doing follow to church. They still do not know. Because what a lot of people have been invited to is church. They are not inviting them to the kingdom. Church and the kingdom are not the same thing. Hallelujah. In John chapter 4, talking also about this woman again, the woman at the well, because she really typifies what religion is all about. When Jesus met with her, and Jesus said, give me water. The woman said, you have nothing to draw with. And Jesus started talking with her. Praise the Lord. And the woman said, when it comes to scripture, I know it. Our forefathers, they drank from this well. You said that you will give me a water that is better than this water. This is the water that our forefathers, Abraham, drank from. This is Jacob's well. Hello, somebody. That's why I don't know. Please, forgive me if it does not fall in line with your own theology. I do not believe in somebody praying and saying somebody's God. Bless me. It is religion. The God of Mr. So, the God of Bishop, this, the God of Reverend So, I call on the God of this person. You are an illiterate. You are an illiterate. Can you imagine? Except Galatians 4, we just read. When an heir is still a child, he says it's not better than a slave. Praise the Lord. You are still an illiterate. You don't know who you are. That's why you need to hang on to somebody else's God. Praise the Lord. If you know that God is your father, you will address him as such. Not as somebody else's father. He is my father also. Glory be to Jesus.
slave mentality. The veil has been torn into pieces. You can go. The Bible says we approach the throne of grace with what? Boldness. He's my papa. Glory be to Jesus. I will jump on his bed. He's my papa. Hello? If I mess up, I'll go to him. I say, I messed up, papa. All these things must stop. That's why there are too many illiterates in the church today. People who don't, they don't know their rights. They don't know their privileges. Praise the Lord. God himself says, come unto me. Your relationship with Jesus Christ is a personal one. It's personal. The God of Oluyinka. If I see you pray, you can't even pray it here. Hallelujah. Why is he not your God? They'll say, well, you know, it's in the scripture. The people, they said, the God of Elijah, that's where we are praying. We are in a different dispensation. The Holy Ghost is in charge now. In those days, not everybody can come before the Ark of the Covenant. Glory be to Jesus. But now, the veil has been torn open for everyone to come in. Talk to God yourself. Pray to God yourself. Deliver yourself. Lay hands on yourself and receive your healing. You say you don't see somebody. You know when I just got born again, the church I was going then, hey, I left my office to go and see the pastor misses in that church. 2 hours I said, my break is finished. I've been trying to see this woman. I can't see her. I wanted to unload and pour my heart to her. 2 hours I was still waiting. She's still in the meeting. Come and see Q. People that wanted to see her. While I was sitting there, I took my Bible. The Holy Ghost began to open my eyes right there. And there I was receiving comfort. I was receiving divine insight. I was receiving revelation. The presence of the Lord came upon my heart like a dew in the morning. I got up from where I am. I said, I'm delivered. And I went home. Glory be to Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory be to Jesus. Hallelujah. That's where you are going to. Once the devil knows that you are somebody relying on somebody's God, you are in trouble. Because that he knows that is your weakness. And he will keep, you know, it's like, have you watched boxing before? I don't like watching it. I don't believe it's a sport. Hello, people hitting each other? How can that be a sport? If somebody hits the opponent, and you see that his eye is bleeding, that is the place he's going to be punching on. So that the referee can say, TKO, technical knockout. The devil will neither technically or legally knock me out. Amen. Praise the Lord. Is somebody hearing God today? Today is the day you embrace your divine status. Stop all those nonsense. You need to get to know there are certain things you will not give yourself to because of who you are. How can it be royalty? You'll be messing. You go and be manipulating people. You see kings doing that.